please like and subscribe. Let's grow NAI basketball. Thank you. Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAI basketball one podcast at a time. Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Well, I hope everybody's having a good week. It's Tuesday. It's going to be a busy week for me. I'm still trying to figure out what time I'll put the shows out and such, but I'll just stay tuned. I'll try to keep you up on Twitter. Anything I do, I'll post up on YouTube. I'm going to go to Klamath Falls tomorrow, cover Oregon Tech, Southern Oregon, and then I'm going to stay in town a couple days, see some family, and then spend the weekend there. So we'll have to see how my internet is and how easy it is to load stuff up. But anyway, I'll keep you up to date. Today were not very many games last night. A couple games we're going to talk about that were pivotal games. Olivet Nazarene was in action, as was Concordia playing Dort. And so the theme for tonight is I want to talk to a couple guys that through a Cascade Hoops Talk I've gotten to know and really respect. Brevin Slope, I got to know a few years back, I think it was during the COVID year, and I saw him again a couple other times and kind of got to be friends with him. I stay in contact with him. Caleb Tyree Morgan, he plays at Warner Pacific. Warner Pacific's only a couple hours from where I live. It's easy for me sometimes, like if they play on a Thursday night non-conference game or something, I can get over there and cover him. I've covered him quite a bit. I've gotten to know him and I really like him. And These guys like this, like Brevin Slope and Caleb Tyree Morgan, these are the guys that make NAI basketball fun for me. So last night, Concordia, big game with Dort. They beat them 89-84. If you remember that conference, we'll go through the standings after we listen to Brevin, but that conference was five-way tie for first place. Dort had to go to Seward and play the Bulldogs, and Brevin's going to talk about that game. Hey, Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. I got Brevin Slope on the line, live on tape from Seward, Nebraska, where the Concordia Bulldogs just beat the Dort Defenders. How big a game was that, Brevin?
Well, first off, Billy D, it's great to talk to you again. Always a pleasure to be on. No, like you said, it was a massive win. Their third really big win in a row. I'm just a spectator now. I'm not playing or coaching, so I'm just a spectator now.
That's why they're doing so well. That's why they're doing so well.
That's right. Now I'm not a part of it no more. No, but there was five teams tied for first place in the GPAC,
that's
and
right.
With this win, Bulldogs pulled away here. So it's been quite the stretch here for the Bulldogs.
So to be clear, right now the Bulldogs are in the lead in the GPAC by a half game. By a half game. So in the GPAC, that's like 10 games in other conferences, right? Because everybody's tied constantly in that conference.
Oh, it's you've been following it for long enough now. You know how tough it is. I mean, week in, week out, I mean, teams are vying for that top spot. And it's just, I mean, this year it's unbelievable how many good, high-quality, good teams are in the league, and it's playing out. But, yeah, that's so the Bulldogs are sitting front now, but we'll see how it shakes out.
Hey, like you said, you're a spectator, you know, All-American. You played high school there at Seward. You were All-American there at Concordia. Everybody teasingly calls you the mayor, but you are the mayor. I'll call you the mayor. What's it like to be a spectator? Is that tough?
I miss it, but to be honest with you, it's such a pleasure to watch, especially this year's group. I mean, they just play so well together. Just sitting in the stands, I'm a very proud alum. I mean, yeah. It's unbelievable to watch. Coach Lundbeck has the program in such a good spot. I mean, it's high level basketball, but the kids they got on the team, the culture around the program is unbelievable. So yes, I would much rather be out there playing, but being in the stands, I'm a very proud alum, that's for sure.
I definitely want to talk about the Bulldogs, but we got to talk about Dort. They are tough, aren't they? Bryce Kopic hit a three, 12 seconds to go, got him within one. Lucas Lorenzen hurt the Bulldogs several times. They're just a good team, aren't they?
No, yeah, they're a really good team. I mean, they got a lot of high-level guards, guys that can score, fill it up a lot. But yeah, I give them a lot of credit. I mean, they kept, there's a couple times when you thought Concordia was going to pull away there, and they kept swinging with them. So yeah, that was a heck of a performance by them, but then also with Concordia sneaking one out. So
yeah, how full was the gym tonight?
You know, honestly, I was a little disappointed in the Bulldog atmosphere there. I thought there'd be a few more. It was a little late night, and they had to reschedule. This was a snow reschedule,
yeah.
So they had to move it. But for the fans that showed up, it was a good environment. I did think there'd be a few more fans, but it was a decent atmosphere.
You know, for any fans who haven't watched Noah Shutt, I mean, tonight, double-double, 21 points, 11 rebounds. That dude can flat hoop, can't he?
Oh, yeah, he's unbelievable. I mean, the thing with Noah, I mean, he scores just so effortlessly. Sorry, I got my tongue tied.
Yeah, you still got the adrenaline pumping, too, don't you, Brevin?
I do. He can score so well. And, I mean, you look up on the scoreboard and 5 minutes go by and he's got 10. And then at halftime he's got 18 to 20. And then he finishes the game 28-30. I mean, he scores in so many different ways. And they're so balanced as well. It's just fun to watch because he carries a heavy portion of the load. But they're so balanced. I mean, tonight I think they had four guys over 15 and a couple other guys hovering around the 10-point mark. So they're just really fun to watch. But obviously he's kind of the head horse.
You know, I doubt if you've had a chance to look at the stats, but both teams played well defensively. And where the Bulldogs, I thought, really pulled it out is they went 20 for 22 from the free throw line. That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, no, they finished out the game really well. And, I mean, it's been really cool to see some of these freshmen come along. Like Hayden Frank was the guy tonight that really stepped up. He hit some big free throws down late here at the end. But that's been really cool to see. I mean, they have four or five freshmen that play high level minutes. And it's really been cool to see that how they've developed throughout the year. I mean, I remember talking to Coach early on in the year. I mean, for any freshman, it's hard to kind of get your groove, get your footing. But now they really hit their stride and they're playing well. And I mean, that's why they're playing so well right now.
I wanted to ask you about that. Hayden Frank going to the line, I think 6 or 8 seconds to go. That was right after Bryce Kopic had hit that three. Do you think they were kind of daring him to miss the free throws, or was it just legitimately they were going after the ball? Or
no, I think they were going after the ball.
Okay,
there.
I thought maybe they were trying to get the freshman to, you know, choke up.
No, and that's the thing. Like, I got to brag on Hayden a bit. I mean, he's a confident kid. I mean, he's one of those guys. You know, there's guys that are alphas that want the ball, and you could tell in that situation he was calm, cool, collected there, getting the ball and knocking two in a row. So I got to give him props.
Well, Brevin, it's a exciting night there in Seward. The Bulldogs pulled it out. I'm trying to remember who they play next, but I had it here somewhere. But it'll be another nail biter.
Hey,
who?
They're going to the Corn Palace.
Oh, you have some experiences there, don't you, Slope?
That's right. Some of the best memories from playing. But yeah, so they're headed there on Super Bowl Sunday. They're playing on Sunday.
Okay. Well, they'll definitely get everything they'll get everything they're looking for at the Corn Palace. I don't care what
right,
the records
know,
are.
Yep, Coach Wilbur will always have those guys ready to go.
Yeah, and the fans are real quiet there. And
Oh yeah.
Hey, has Concordia already went to Dort? I should have looked, because that's another nasty place to play, isn't it?
I apologize. I do not believe they have. I think they still have to go there. And yes, that's definitely one of the hardest environments to go throughout the league. But I believe they still have to go there still.
Well, Brevin Slope, you know, I think everybody knows by now, you're a friend of mine. You're a stand-up guy. Here, I'm texting this guy with probably 8 minutes to go. And I say, if the Bulldogs win, I want you to call me from the gym. And it took him a while to get back to me because he was watching basketball. But he came back and goes, absolutely. So thanks so much, Brevin. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I gotta shout you out like I did every time. You do such a good job for NAI basketball, and we really appreciate you. So, thank you.
Well, enjoy your evening. Enjoy the rest of that GPAC race. You know, I'll be watching that thing close. It's just crazy, isn't it?
Absolutely. No, it'll be a fun finish, but I'm definitely rooting for the Dogs. So.
Okay, hopefully we'll get to talk soon, Brevin. Thanks a lot. That's Brevin Slope. He's an All-American there at Concordia, and he's also a leading scorer there at Seward High School, and we call him the mayor. Thank you, Brevin.
Absolutely. Take care.
Hey, thanks a lot, Brevin Slope. Boy, I really appreciated that. I like him a lot. So Concordia now, you can see in the standings here, they're 11-4. They're a half game up on Northwestern, Morningside, Hastings. And then with the loss, Dort goes one full game back. You can see here Dakota Wesleyan, he said, he talked about it, they're going to the Corn Palace next. Always a tough place to play. But that conference is always, always tough. A little bit of sad news came out last night in Portland. Tigard High School, a 6A high school in Portland, great basketball program. Coach Sean Alderman was only 52 years old, passed away. I think he had been at Tigard for 25 years, produced some great players, a great program. So please keep him and his family in your prayers. And that was really sad news out of Portland. So last night, Olivet Nazarene was in action. And, you know, they're in that Chicagoland race. And they defeated St. Francis last night, 78-65. Look at these numbers, though. Sam Imick, 33.6 rebounds. Tyler Schmidt, 30.7 assists. These guys, 63 points between the two of them. They just really flat lit it up. They go to 16-6. Olivet Nazarene, they really needed this for the standings. Let's take a quick look at what it did with the standings. So Roosevelt is really in control. And they're two games back is South Bend. But now Olivet Nazarene is creeping up there. They got to compete for second. And then once they get to second, they can compete for first. But they got to play Northwest next. And they're both 10-4. Big, big win for Olivet Nazarene tonight. This is Caleb Tyree Morgan. As I said, I watched him play a lot. This was my last opportunity to speak with him. I was over there for the Oregon Tech game, and he's a stand-up guy. All these fans back here are all Oregon Tech fans and at Warner Pacific, and he came out and gave me a couple minutes. I really appreciate it.
Cascade Hoops Talk, Caleb Tyree Morgan here, Warner Pacific Basketball.
How you doing? How you doing?
You know, I've come out here and I've covered you a lot over the years. Yeah. I've really enjoyed coming here and covering these games. You know, this year the wins and losses haven't come for you guys. The year started out with a lot of promise. But I wanted to talk to you more about your being able to play NAI basketball and, man, what it's meant to you.
Yeah. I'm just glad I've had this opportunity. I mean, last year was a lot better, but, I mean, you know, and everybody can't win every year, so. I mean, I'm blessed to be here. I mean, Coach Potts found me because, I mean, I wasn't even sure what I was going to do. So, yeah. I mean, just being able to play basketball every day is so fun. I still love to do it.
Yeah, you know, Caleb, think about, you know, growing up, you're in high school, you're not sure what you're going to do. You go up to Olympic, you come down here to Portland. I mean, you guys had some great, great moments on this floor. What's it been like here at Warner Pacific?
Man, it's been great. I mean, Portland's my first time away from home. Like, even at my junior college, I lived at home, so... I mean, just being out in Portland's been a different, I mean, I've met a ton of people, and it's just like, I've met everybody, like, through NAI basketball, so it's just like, I feel like I've earned a lot of respect, I feel like I've given a lot of respect to people, so it's just nice to be out here.
I know that, you know, your mom lives up in Olympia, just a shot up I-5 from here, she was able to come to a lot of your games, if not all. What did that mean to be able to share this with your mom?
Oh, yeah, that was one of the things when I was looking into recruiting. I was like, obviously, I'd wanted to get away from home a little bit, but, you know, my mom is, you know, biggest thing in my life. So just being for her to not be able to have to travel so much and, like, she so gets to see me, it's like, you know, it's a dream come true at the end of the day. I mean, not everybody gets to play college and not a lot of people get to play if they actually get to college. So, you know, I'm just blessed to be here.
Well, Caleb, I wanted to talk to you because I think you're one of the guys that make NAI basketball great. I mean, out here, it's always a battle. I mean, tonight, it always gets a little chippy, a little bit of a war. But at the end of the day, it's just a lot of people competing and, you know, just guys trying to play some ball and get to school.
Yeah, I mean, it's always fun. Like, you know, you grow up with some people. You've seen people through, like, AAU basketball, maybe high school tournaments. And it's just, like, it's always just competition at the end of the day. Like, some people chirp. Some people just have fun with it. I mean, I don't take it too serious. I know some people, everybody just wants a competitive advantage. So it's just fun.
Caleb, I've really enjoyed covering you the last couple years.
You.
Thanks
appreciate
a lot.
You talking to me.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks a lot to that's Caleb Tyree Morgan. there at Warner Pacific in Portland. And I really appreciate him giving me that time. Oh, that's not supposed to be there. I apologize if that video is a little bit bumpy. I just want as many people as possible to see that. It's also on the YouTube. Go to Cascade Hoops Talk YouTube. I put all the videos, all the shows on there, and they're in a chronological order with season five. Thanks a lot to everybody for listening, and enjoy your week. As I said, I'll be traveling this week, but I'll be filling you in as time is possible. And have a good evening, and get out and support your schools this week. Thank you very much for supporting our podcast. Please like and subscribe. Get out to your local NAIA school, because NAIA basketball is the best entertainment value in America.